or cotton nighty and pretend to be a sickly Victorian child, if you must know, Aaron.
Have you got the sleeping cat?
I have the candle. I have the little candlestick. I've got the little on it. Why did you just
moaning about, Aaron? Hello, I'm Ben, and welcome to Quarter Life Quandary Podcast. We'll be chatting about life, relationships, events, experiences, anything in between. Joined with Katie and Aaron, and this our Quarter Life Quandary.
Hello.
Ahoy, hoy.
How you doing, Aaron?
Not too bad, buddy.
How was your post Christmas?
It was bang average.
Bang Ben. Average.
Bang average. I mean,
going to the pub a lot?
Not really at all, Ben. Not really at all. Why do you ask?
Because you just told me a second ago you were antisocial and you don't go to the pub.
Okay, to fill people in.
Wall broken.
This is the second time we have started this podcast. So.
It's technically the 19th.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But. Shut the fuck up, Ben. No, because that means that this 20th. Would be the 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least.
Oh, yeah, we've had so many false starts.
Welcome to my life. My life has pretty much been one massive false start.
I thought you had a lot of early finishes.
Fuck you, I've never had that problem.
Oh, I have.
That's what they all say when they have that problem.
This has never happened before.
It's okay. It happens to all guys. It's fine.
Oh, no. I don't feel comfortable with Katie doing the other side.
Why? Because it's a harrowing truth.
Wait, actually, I mean, I don't know what the other side sounds like. Oh.
I think you just played yourself. Confused.
Shut the fuck up, yeah. All right, let's just fucking move on with this shit.
Oh, stop doing that voice. I can't even say whose voice it is, but that voice is, like, iconic. Your impression of a certain friend. The V voice.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah, that is a very iconic voice that I do.
Oh, hello.
What the hell is that? You
can't what you sound
do.
Like.
Oh, hey, man. It's me.
Anyway, how's your Christmas been?
It was all right.
Did you like your present?
It was good. Yeah, I did. I haven't even opened yours yet. It's still sitting in a box.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I buy you two nice things.
Katie bought us an armchair storage. How would you call it?
It's like an armchair cover, but it's got like a table in the middle of it, so you can have like an armchair side table without having to have room for a table.
It's pretty cool. It is pretty cool.
It's a dad present.
But I have tables at every side of my sofas because.
Well, now you have a table extension. You get what you get, you don't get upset. That's the rules.
I'm not upset, it was a nice gift. You might be getting it back next Christmas.
Aaron got baklava.
Katie got a teeny tiny microphone.
That didn't work. Well, it does on my phone, but apparently not for the podcast. Oh. Yeah, it doesn't like it. I love it for tiny microphone purposes. This whole time I was fuck-assing around trying to get on the podcast, I remembered I had a work headset.
Ah.
Yeah. Work from home has perks.
Oh, yeah, but you never want to go using the work from home headset because you wear that for, what, 8 hours a day?
Yeah, not, like, in my mouth or anything.
That's fucking weird, putting your microphone in your mouth.
Exactly. Why would wearing it for 8 hours be a problem? This thing's basically a part of my skull.
All of the ear gunk.
I'm not wearing it in my ears either. I'm wearing it on top of my ears with a barrier of hair.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. All right.
God.
Yeah, fucking hell.
God.
Woken up on the wrong side of the cage.
oh mate, working from home Monday to Friday is getting on my wick. Like, these walls are pissing me off.
Oh, I'm sure we've had this on another topic, well, on another podcast, but where does that saying come from?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
What, getting on my wick?
Yeah.
I don't know, sitting on a candle?
Weirdest thing is, I never say that. I don't know why I chose to say it this time.
Yeah, the other one as well, and I hate to say this, but...
Getting on my tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew. As you said it, I knew.
Yeah, and it's always parents. It's always dads that say it as well.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, you have to come up with new phrases so you don't swear. At the moment, I'm just doing the angry old man grumble.
How's that going again, Ben?
My sister calls my nephew Shatheed, so she doesn't call him shithead. God, the origin of getting on my wick is really boring and long and not conclusive at all. It's Cockney rhyming. Yeah. It's Cockney rhyming slang for dick. The full phrase is Hampton Wick, not just Wick, which is Cockney Roman slang for dick.
I've got it here as prick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're really Hampton getting Wick. On my dick. Like,
that sounds like a promise. More than...
Yeah. Hey, baby, do you really want to get on my dick?
That sounds like an offer you can't refuse, Aaron.
Fuck you.
No.
Yeah, we don't need to go around in a circle again. All right.
So, Aaron, what's your topic for us?
Fuck you, Ben. What's your topic? I asked first.
Wow.
No, you didn't. I'll cut that out.
My topic is... Ooh.
Apparently so funny that you can't speak.
Pyjamas. When's the cutoff for pyjamas?
When do you need to change into real human clothes?
No, as in, because I just think pyjamas are seasonal wear. So, is it weather dependent, or do we have like a strict, like, when it comes to March, that's it?
Do you know what? This is really impressive, because I truly don't think I've ever been asked a more boring question in my life.
I stopped wearing pyjamas at the age of 11.
Like, if I have a choice, I'm not wearing pyjamas. Like,
well, I'll go fuck myself then, won't I? Look,
I wear pyjamas one time of the year, and that's Christmas Day.
I wear a silk or cotton nightie and pretend to be a sickly Victorian child, if you must know, Aaron.
Have you got the sleeping cat?
I have the little candlestick. I've got the little bonnet. And I've got the pale complexion.
Why are you moaning about Aaron?
You do have the pale complexion. There we go.
Why didn't you just climax at the idea of sickly Victorian child?
Is that your is that your ideal woman? A sickly Victorian old woman in a nightcap with a candlestick.
Yes. It's gotta be striped as well.
Okay, that's a weird niche, but
that is super niche. I think you have to pay someone to do that.
Aaron, what's your pajama cutoff?
Shut the fuck up! I'm not prepared for the podcast, and I was just looking around the room, and I was like, I'm wearing pajamas.
So at what point tonight did you get in your pajamas? I'm interested. I haven't met an adult man who wears pyjamas that isn't I've just come downstairs and I'm not ready to get dressed yet.
Do you not just wear whatever t-shirt near you?
Yeah. No, I'm just wearing pyjama bottoms. So, you know, I've got the rug is out. The rug is on display. But...
The,
The rug? Oh, your chest.
Yeah.
We both got terrified. Simultaneously.
No. I thought he was talking about his little green rug. I was like, well, does that only come out when there's guests around?
I went from, like, the physical carpet to, like, pubic hair, I guess, to, oh, he's hairy everywhere. Don't. I wish you wouldn't. What do your pajama bottoms have on them? I'm going to guess robots.
Star Wars.
Is it robots?
No. The Star Wars ones are in the wash bin. Okay.
Do they match your race car bed?
I sleep in a real bed.
With my wife. And people that are listening, okay, I was not the one that first came up with the Simpsons quote this episode, okay? So.
Lisa needs braces.
Dental plan. Iron helps us play.
Hello, Joe.
But I'm sure I was speaking to one of my friends about this. They actually do adult-sized race car beds.
I still don't.
They're pretty fucking cool.
I still want to know what's on the pajamas. What?
Oh, they're just they were Assassin's Creed pajamas.
Of course they were.
But the logo is sort of worn off a little bit, so but yeah.
Ass Creed.
I do own pajamas, but I don't know where they are. Maybe in the bin. I just have like XXL men's t-shirts that I exist in sometimes if I have to like walk past someone in the corridor to go and pee. I say corridor, hallway. I don't live in like a hospital. Or a library or something.
Everyone's going to think, at one point, Katie lived in hospital. That's why she knows all about the corridors.
Well, obviously, she's
one must
back to the ward, Katie!
Yes, because one must live in a hospital to know they have corridors, Ben. Quite true. Good point.
Well,
at what point are you going to say, I got out of bed, walked down the corridor?
Apparently, during the 19th episode of Quarter Life Quandary.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Neither do we. Me and Aaron were, well, Aaron was playing parts of the old podcast to us, and he didn't realise what the sound clip of the last episode was, the beginning.
Oh, I've not listened to it. I'm a terrible person.
He doesn't remember saying it.
What was it?
I'll play it for you now.
Has anyone else tried to fart while masturbating to anal porn so it smells like you're really there?
I remember
it. I don't.
I do. I'm surprised you remember anything, mate. You were too busy laughing at nothing. Like, you know, sometimes when laughter is infectious and you just can't help but laugh, you were, like, laughing for a solid few minutes and me and Ben were just looking at you trying to work out what to do.
I was just enjoying it.
And there was, like, Lego Duplo on YouTube or something. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, that was eerie. I didn't like that. The Playmobil bit.
That's it.
Let's not talk about what we did.
I'm just remembering. But yeah, well, as sad as it sounds, guys, that was probably the most happiest I'd been in probably the last 12 months. So.
I was just trying to work out who turned my cookie upside down.
It was you.
I don't think 100%
it was you.
I don't think it was me. That doesn't seem right. They were domed. Why would I have logically put it on the dome?
So you knew it was you. You're like, no one else would do this but me. So I would know if I've touched my own cookie.
That sounds like a lie. I just ate it to solve the problem.
Mm. Oy, oy, oy. Ben, what's your topic?
The Dunning-Kruger effect, which is not understanding our lack of understanding.
Yeah, it's like the principle that stupid people are so stupid that they don't know they're stupid.
Yeah.
Very, very prevalent in, well, I was going to say 2022, but like the last couple of years. And a lot of like, and it lines up with like the stupider you are, the more confident you are about your stupid points as well.
well, you the more intelligent you actually think you are.
Yeah. And like the smarter you are, the more you doubt yourself.
Yeah. And it's why you can't argue with idiots.
Yeah.
And it's painful.
Arguing with idiots is like, have you heard about Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park?
I've seen videos.
Yeah, and like Sundays, I think it's 3 p.m. Basically, anyone and everyone is allowed to bring a freaking box, stand on it, and talk shit about whatever they believe in. And it's literally like a live action Facebook comment section.
Oh, Lord.
100%. I've seen loads of videos of it, and it's just. It's the Dunning-Kruger effect in full swing.
Mm. We should just do a podcast there.
Yes. That's great. But the problem is it will end up being 8 hours long, and that seems like a ball ache to edit that.
Aaron, why have you bought a box? Stand back, guys.
Watch me do a barrel roll.
We should just come up with the most nonsense belief and just, with all the conviction in the world, shout about it in public.
The problem is anyone sees a platform, they obviously just want to get on there.
Mm.
So, So I've got the definition here. In psychology, a cognitive bias where people with limited knowledge or competence in a given intellectual or social domain greatly overestimate their own knowledge or competence in that domain relative to the objective criteria. Or the performance of their peers.
Yeah, the abridged version is stupid people not knowing they're stupid.
So, ignorance more frequently begets confidence than does knowledge. And that is a quote from Charles Darwin.
Yeah, and it does, because, as I mean, arguing with someone that's that fucking dense is like playing chess with a pigeon. Like, the pigeon is going to lose, but it's going to strut around like it's won and then just shit all over the board. Like, there is no winning. Like, you're making a good point, they're making a loud point.
Hmm. Also love there's another explanation here where they've said that, and I've heard this about tennis as well, most golfers do not believe they're... Hold on. I read this completely wrong. When people get interviewed, like, say, about tennis, people who are like half decent at tennis, they reckon they can take on the world champions and they stand half a chance to winning.
Mm.
And that kind of feeds into that as well. Like, you've got a baseline of knowledge and you seem to think your false belief that you're more competent than what you are.
I wonder if it ties in with, like, fucking falsely earned senses of entitlement and stuff. Like,
oh, 100%.
Customer service Karens, people that think they're like the be all and end all. I don't know. I just feel like being an average person going about your average day makes people feel entitled to be shitty to people. Like, why do they think they're so important?
Yeah, it always goes back to the main thing is, be polite. Well, try and be polite and courteous to other people because you don't know what the shit they're going through.
And also, like, in those situations, you definitely catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. The amount of times my friend and I have gone through the Starbucks drive-through and like had a good old chat with the person, asked them how their day was, and like a lot of the time they're like, "Wait, are you talking to me?" And we're like, "Yep, you're the only one here that's not us." Like, a lot of the time, 90% of the time, I'd say that we go through the Starbucks queue, they're like, "Sorry, we're out of medium cups. Here's a large for free." Just because we were nice to them through the speaker.
Mm. It does have a good effect. But then that's another form of manipulation that waiters and servers do as well. Have you ever heard about the sweet trick if you want to get tips as a waiter?
Yeah, and have absolutely acted on it.
Mm.
But like, I was at Ascot Racetrack because... I got tickets from
because you're bougie.
No, not even remotely. I got tickets from work into like the nice enclosure, and we were there just like, oh, we're poor, we should leave, let's go and get food down in the peasant standing area. Yeah, cool. But we were up there in like the bougie bitch bit, and there was a bartender, And he came out and some dude was being like rude to him because he thought he'd taken his beer away, and he was like trying to drink the dregs out of this tray he was carrying full of glasses. And we were like, has anyone actually like asked you if you're having a good date or anything? And like he was so taken aback because I don't think anyone had spoken to him with any like more courtesy than they speak to a vending machine as they kicked it, you know? And like we showed him literally just like a, how you doing? How's your night? And he was like, yeah, people here aren't nice to me, sort of thing.
Can I just slightly just butt in and just want to say that I also respect machinery, just in case, you know, there's any
Yes, Aaron, you were not the example in this story. Don't worry.
When your Sky reputation come over, is safe. Skynet comes over, Aaron will be safe. Yeah. He did not kick the vending machine.
Yeah, I just want to make that clear to any automatons Skynet. Out there. Yeah, you know, I stand with you, brothers, or, you know, fellow GPUs.
Our robot overlords.
Yeah. Destroy all humans. Anyway, carry on, Katie.
Your point's way more interesting.
I think it's because people who lack intelligence also lack social empathy.
Yeah, ooh. And like, I guess can't read a room.
Which is, yeah. Yeah. I mean, monkeys can read rooms.
I guess because if someone's like has a lower intelligence or lower understanding on the topic, they'll think they've got it before they've got it. They'll be like, this is all there is to understand about this topic, and I got it straight away. I am the best. No one is as best as me. And then they'll talk about it like they've got a fucking doctorate in it. Like,
it's also the problem of having what you would consider your baseline understanding of the world is completely different to someone else's.
Absolutely.
You know, someone's baseline of what I do is, you know, you just put plugs on the walls.
Yeah.
Same with Aaron. His people's baseline of what Aaron does is he just puts things in a corner of a room and they go beep beep.
Yeah.
And what Katie does is she just gets drunk in an office all day.
I actually did that yesterday. Yeah, the tastings were at 5 o'clock and I was off the clock, so got some nice samples.
You were like, oh, I've got to go to work today. Gotta get drunk.
Gotta get drunk. I did. I like necked a glass of wine at the end of the day thinking this is a really, it was an orange wine, which is weird and they normally have a bad reputation. So I like took a big old gulp to give it half a chance. Looked at the bottle. I was like, 15%? The fuck is this wine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there were perks.
I don't know what that was.
But yeah, no, I get it. Like,
yeah.
I just, have you looked into like derealization and stuff, speaking about understanding of the world?
Yes, I googled it and I didn't like what I read.
Yeah, all right, by Burnham. But it's just feeling like nothing is real and you're not, like, you are, it's like, you know, like main character syndrome, where it's,
oh,
like,
I've had this.
And
I had this a lot.
Then you just come to the sudden realization that all the lights in the buildings, in the towns, in the cities are individual people living separate lives from yours, and you sort of like lose grip.
Yeah, I get this all the time.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
Oh,
sometimes.
It's awful. It's like
a tiny grain of sand in an endless sea.
It's like the definition of existential crisis.
Yeah, but when you have it a lot, you kind of enjoy it after a while because you're like, oh. There's all these little, like, stories going on.
Yeah, I want to know how many, like, backgrounds of tourist photos I'm in.
Yeah.
I want stats when I die. Like, how many photos I was in.
Literally about to say the same thing. Yeah. I want stats. But this not going to happen. You just turn into worm food.
No, imagine if you died and then someone took off the VR headset and said, how was it?
I'd be like, I didn't take the red pill.
No, he didn't go back to the carpet store. Roy. Oh. Yes, that was a Rick and Morty joke.
Yeah. But no, I yeah, I want stats. I want to know how many times I like was moments away from like tragedy, or how many deaths I caused inadvertently through like a butterfly effect kind of thing. Just like stupid stats.
Yeah, I love that. I love the thing. There's that, well, not so much a saying, but a statistic that, was it, you come across 7 killers in your lifetime or something? You cross paths with at least 7 people that have murdered somebody in your lifetime?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Is that just a statistical thing?
It is, because I think, because you're like statistically more likely to be killed by someone you know.
No, but is it not like a 1 in 1,000 people kill? So, you know, you walk past 100 people a day.
Yeah.
Is that how them statistics work?
I guess, but I think it would also tie in with the whole, like, being someone you know kind of thing. So if it's going to be someone in your local community that you know, odds are you're probably going to walk past someone that has killed or will kill.
Yeah, I think there was another one I read the other day. It was a bit of a morbid one, but women are more likely to die through being murdered than through childbirth.
I was saying this the other day about the whole existential crisis thing and murder. They tied in quite nicely in my general chit-chat, apparently. I was thinking, you know how sometimes you sit there and think, oh my God, we are tiny and insignificant, like, humans have been around for 20,000 years in the 3.8 billion years that there has been known life on this planet. We are literally so insignificant. Do you reckon anyone's ever looked at that and gone, I might as well just fucking kill someone. I actually don't matter. Like, nothing matters, so I'm just going to kill someone.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, this comes back to the, what was it, derealization. That, you know, you are not the main character in everyone else's life. So, you start to questioning what your impacts are on other people.
Yeah, like, you can just picture someone sitting there thinking, we're insignificant, the person I'm going to kill is insignificant, it's not going to matter, I'm just going to do it to see what it feels like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then that rolls into the, you know, lack of empathy. I've met people who lack empathy.
Oh, me too. Like, and it's a terrifying
diagnosis.
Yeah.
Oh, you rolling back round to everyone knows a killer. I actually do. I used to work with someone who murdered someone.
Technically, so do we all.
And he, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. But he was clinically diagnosed with having no, like, he can't feel empathy. So he had to do his full stretch because they were like, are you sorry for what he did? He was like, no. No, didn't care.
Yeah.
No remorse, didn't care. Yeah. Can't think how other people will feel.
I know me and Ben definitely know a killer. Me and Aaron definitely know a killer. I don't know if Ben does.
Well, this is great podcasting. Yeah. We all know people who have killed someone.
I'll type it into the
I've already done it.
The chat bar. Yeah, we've got the chat on the podcast.
Oh, I've put it on Facebook and Ben's already read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't know that, but cool.
Wait, what?
Oh, hold on. I was thinking of a different. Yeah.
I'm so glad that I typed that for discretion.
I was thinking of your.
Oh, no. Like, I know, like, fucking 4.
I don't think Katie would cover him for that, Ben, okay?
I know, like, 4 of those. Everyone's got that damn name. There's stab.
Ooh. Yeah, let's move away from this.
Yeah, we can fix that in editing.
Nah, I like it's going to stay.
I like.
I don't do editing anymore.
I like the symbolic gong there, whatever that bang was.
Dong.
That was me hitting the table. So, I follow a group called Unethical Life Tips.
Nice.
Which is, as always, basically pulled straight off of Reddit. So, I'm going to do a bit, an Unethical Life Pro Tips Reddit bit.
Okay.
Cool.
So, I'll drop you the link.
Yes, I am in. Oh, I clicked on a deep dive. Stop that. Right, which one are we looking for here?
Well, it's just top. So I thought you guys could have a little butchers I have read a few of these already. Well, which one was I looking for? Here's a good one, because I get asked this all the time. If a computer illiterate relative slash friend asks you to fix their slow computer, boost their cursor speed by a notch and they'll instantly notice a difference.
That's harmless. That's totally harmless.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Here's one I actually... I saw this online earlier, and this is the one it made me think to come have a look here. When you give someone a gift card, write down the card number and the code. Then after a year or two, check the balance. And if they haven't used it, just use it yourself. They obviously won't know or care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would leave it until the day it expires.
Mm, good shout.
I'd like plan what I was going to buy, and if I wanted it enough and they had used it, then I'd just buy it out of my own money.
That's fair enough. Makes sense. This one made me laugh. If you glue a dead wasp to the palm of your hand, you can hit your boss on the back of the head as hard as you like and act like you saved him.
Yeah.
Here's one for you, Aaron. If you come across a dating profile begging for money, send them a request for the same amount I can't remember how it's sent. Is it sent as a gift or...
You can send it like...
An invoice.
Yeah.
Many times are too careless to read and will automatically accept it and send you the money.
Yeah, you can send a request instead.
That's it, request. Here's a good one for you, Katie. If you have significant unexplained employment gaps that is hurting your resume, claim that you're providing full-time end-of-life care for a grandparent.
Nah, I just say I work for BHS.
Well, that's a good shout. Yeah, say that you're as a manager.
Yeah.
Who are they going to call?
You want my references, do you? Oh, okay. Check the...
They're all dead.
Check Monaco. He's probably on his yacht.
So... In our pre-record session, this is probably getting a bit too close to reality, but there we go. In our pre-record session, I was talking to Ben, and I thought I had muted my headset because I've got a mute button on my headset, and it works for everything else, but apparently my laptop completely ignores the mute button. So Ben was listening to me voice noting to a potential date.
That's hilarious.
So he was keeping quiet, and I didn't realise that the voice waves were moving on the website. So he just piped up and just started giggling. I was like, "Oh fuck, you managed to listen to that." But yeah, so we do have an active current listener to one of our previous podcasts. Oh, and she's actually just messaged saying, to be fair, Ben is actually the funniest. Sorry to break it to you. Wow.
Fucking hell. That's the first compliment I've got for this. Everyone else cunts me off.
Yeah, to be fair, Ben is actually the funniest. Sorry to break it to you. He doesn't say much, but what he does say is golden. I'm going to screenshot that and send that to you, Ben. But yeah, she...
Tell her I'll... Tell her I'll print it off and put it in my office.
But she just said, I've had it on for the last hour or so.
Oh, God.
And she's learned
She's
my
definitely
favorite,
bored.
She's learned my favourite candle scent already. And, yeah, so I've just dropped it into the group chat.
Oh, Jesus. People aren't meant to listen to this.
Here they are. This is why I spend so much time editing.
I've hissed so much today.
Hissed?
Mm.
You a snake.
Me and Katie have this, well, I have this thing and Katie's also picked it up.
I've been hissing for ages. When I was, like, before the pandemic, shopping with Liam, I was hissing at people in Primark because it's justified in that shop.
Speaking of hissing, can you do the venom squirt thing?
So what?
Yeah.
Do you not know about this, Aaron?
No.
There's like a... You know where your saliva comes from in your mouth?
Yes.
Well, there's a little hole under your tongue, and if you move your tongue in the right way, you can make it squirt out your mouth.
Okay.
I think I've done it accidentally a lot. I do it accidentally a lot. I don't think I can do it on command, but I do it accidentally a bunch.
You can do it. I've only ever done it once on purpose, but I was like watching a video to do it. But I have done it a few times. It's called gleeking.
Oh, I think I've heard that before. It's interesting though.
I mean, be careful when you search it up because it does sound like some kind of weird sex move.
Oh God.
Oh, right, here's another one, which is quite good. I might do this one. Make your edibles in the shape of a dog treats and take them anywhere you want. If a drug dog finds them, his handler will think he's being a silly boy.
That is amazing. But they are trained not to react that way to food. So like,
you say that, but I've had a drug dog come up to me before because I was eating a sausage roll.
No, but that's what I mean.
The handler was like, "Have you got drugs?" I was like, "No, I've got a sausage roll." He's like, "It's a sausage roll, dog."
Most drug detection dogs and bomb detection dogs that I've encountered in my life, the way they react isn't to like go mad like they would for food or a treat.
Yeah, they sit down
and like sit like a statue.
Yeah. I know, but it's fun. It's fun to see them go mental, and then the handler's chasing after them.
This one's just: what's the best time to egg a house? What?
4 a.m.
Is it the middle of the night? Is that better for stealth, or should you do it in the day when the egg bakes on? I need people with experience to chime in. Jesus Christ!
Oh, this is one I read earlier. This is great. If you squash a memory foam pillow, then fart into it. While it expands back out, it sucks all the smell in. The next person who lays their head down gets the re-release around their head. That's how you get pink eye.
Or, like one of our good friends, you shit in a pillow.
What?
You keep saying our good friends. These are none of my friends.
Oh, they are. This one absolutely is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He shat in someone's pillow after he cheated on his missus. I think it was that. One of his mates was hitting either on the girl that he liked or something like that, and he just shat in his pillowcase and flipped it over.
Can you put in the group chat who this person is?
I'm doing it now.
Just so I know not to piss him off.
Here's another one for
me. I don't believe anything he says, to be honest with you.
It's fair, but it's a good story.
I mean, it's a good story, but... Yeah, that's probably as much as it is.
I knew someone that shat in a kettle.
I mean, we've got to remember, if he shat in a pillowcase, they would just be like little rabbit droppings.
I was going to say, yeah, it's just little pebbles.
I mean, if he hears this, he will know this is his story. Just
saying. Well, it's all right.
Yeah.
He can come on and tell it himself.
Yeah, what's he going to do? Fucking
shit in my pillow? I doubt it.
Yeah, rabbit pellet in my fucking pillowcase.
I knew someone that shat in a kettle once and then just didn't tell anyone at a party.
I mean, that's fairly common in hotel rooms and stuff like that.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. People who use bidets, they have... obviously, when there's not a bidet there, they wash their ass, don't they? And a lot of the time, hotels, they use the kettle. Yeah, not obviously hot.
They're not shitting in the kettle.
Yeah, but they use it to like wash their ass. So they're rubbing their ass with their hand that's holding the kettle.
Yeah.
So then how much do you trust the hotel cleaners to thoroughly clean that kettle before it's put back in its right place?
Well, I don't anymore. Mm. Fuck.
That's why you should always throw it out, the water that's in it. And
oh, I always do that.
Boil it a few times.
I always do that without fail.
I've got another one for Aaron. It goes, need friends? Create an attractive fake Tinder profile of the opposite sex. Start leading on a bunch of people. Arrange a date at the same time and place. All show up at once and then say, oh, this is weird. We should just all go for a drink together.
That is such a good idea.
That is genius.
Oh, and they'll all be in the mood for drinking because they just got stood up and all.
No, because no, my luck, I'd end up being fucking catfish by most of them as well.
And you couldn't call them out on it either. Because you're a catfish too.
jeez. Yeah. That'd be my luck. That would definitely be my fucking luck.
Here's one, Aaron. In here, you might be able to tell us what the real code is. So this is obviously American. So want to get into a gated community, don't know the code, try 9911. Most communities use a backup code for an emergency services to get in quick. Is there a real code like that?
So the most common access codes that I've come across are either, would you like to take a guess?
1966.
Correct. Ben?
Yep.
6969.
1066.
Correct.
Because they're the same codes that you get a lot of code locks on sites. So everyone always uses the World Cup or the Battle of Hastings.
Yeah, I knew the Battle of Hastings.
1945?
No.
There's another one?
No. 2580, straight down the middle.
Oh, yeah.
2580, yeah.
How is no one using 6969? I knew so many like work premises that use 6969.
They're just sort of basic ones. One that I used to use at my last company was 1710, because that's what time we clocked off. What are the other ones that I used to use? I started using 1379, because it's the four corners of a keypad.
Yeah.
Just basic stuff like that, so it's just memorable for people. Like, you can tell people when it's memorable.
I've had a lot of companies use 5689.
I've seen a lot of people use, hold on, what is it? 1356. So, you know, when you get the digi locks and it's all on one side, isn't it? Yeah. It's literally a straight line down the left hand side.
Yeah, a lot of them are also just defaults. They just don't bother taking the pins out. So, yeah.
There's another thing you should do if you ever come up to a door with a key code lock, turn to the left and look down at the skirting board. And you'll be surprised how many times someone's written the code on the skirting board.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of times you can just pull them really hard.
Yeah, you can. It's the same with maglocks. If you pull a maglock hard enough, it will just go.
Oh, yeah. Have you all been watching the lockpicking dude?
Yeah.
No.
On TikTok. Oh, my God. He hates every lock brand. It's amazing.
Mainly Master Lock, though.
Master Lock is definitely his.
Oh, is this the lock picking lawyer?
No, it's a new one.
I watch a lot of his because he gets sent all the weird and wonderful locks.
Lock picking lawyer is good, but this dude on TikTok, I'll try and send you one of his videos. He is like, this lock has this safety feature, and if you look closely, you can actually see where they put the disappointment, and just like picks it in like 3 seconds flat.
I mean. Nothing is unpickable.
No. It looks like it's McNally official. I want to try and find one of his like aggressive videos. Oh, this one was the one that I saw recently. He unlocks a master lock with a hair clip and a cable tie. Honestly brutal. In like less time than it would take to actually use the key.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people use shims and stuff on these, and then, like I said, it's quicker than using a key all the time.
So,
like, once he gets the turning tool in there and gets the cable tie in, it's literally quicker than using the key.
Well, the thing is, it's one of these things. Obviously, doing what I do, I make it my proud sort of thing that I'm able to break into anywhere and everywhere. Mainly like blocks of flats and stuff like that.
Sorry, I was just watching that video. It's quite impressive how fast he's pinned that.
Oh, yeah. Mate, don't. This is the quickest pin I think I've ever seen, this one that I'm sending you now. He literally just stabs it.
He just bumped it.
The two pins or whatever that he gets from Walmart.
No, this one's actually a proper turning tool and a proper picking tool, but like, once he's got the turning tool in there, he just basically stabs it from a distance.
Yeah, that's a bump. You get lucky with a bump sometimes.
Yeah, depends on how worn the lock is as well.
It's brand new.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It depends on how worn the lock is.
Yeah.
If the pins are quite loose, it makes it a little bit more harder.
This is good. Want to cut into another lane of traffic, but no one will let you in. Just cut in front of the Tesla. The autopilot will stop the car.
I love it.
But yeah, even showing Katie, I think, did we mention this possibly on the last podcast?
We absolutely did. I used the butter knife and your car keys.
Yeah. But I'm fairly confident I could break into most office blocks or security, you know, sort of secure premises with a terminal screwdriver and just a pair of side, well, probably not even a pair of side cutters, just a terminal screwdriver.
So I thought I was well bougie, and I lost a key for a lock, and I spent ages picking it, and I couldn't pick it, and I got really annoyed. So I just drilled the whole thing out with a big 10mm drill bit. It took about 5 minutes, and I didn't damage the door either.
This needs to be our. This should be our new hobby. We should start lock picking.
Have we got a lock picking kit anyway?
Have you?
I've got the tools.
Yeah.
I already had a set of tools, but my sister also bought me like a clear lock to pick.
Yeah, I've got one too.
I haven't managed the ultra hard one yet. It's a bit of a pain.
Oh, you've got multiple ones. I've just got I think it's like a 6-pin or something. It's like clear perspex lock.
Yeah, padlock. There's another one that's quite hard. I can't remember. I got it at Christmas one year, and I did it in front of her in about 10 minutes. So I was like, next present, please. But yeah, one of them's quite hard. Here's another good one. If you're driving next to a cop car with drugs in your car and trying to act normal, pick your nose. Your body language shows you aren't concerned with anyone around you.
I'll find good ones, but like, I accidentally opened the venom spitting one instead of the Reddit one.
And now you're trying to do it.
No, I just clicked on the wrong thing and got really confused. Oh my god, this one's a bit dark. Whenever there is a national travesty such as a mass shooting or a natural disaster, call out of work the next day and say a family member died. Nobody's going to question you.
Mm.
Yeah.
I saw another one similar to that, and it said, every time you start a new job, you still have all four grandparents.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Like, I don't know if you guys do, but I don't have any.
Nope, zero.
But I do now.
I have one left, but I only ever really in my lifetime had two. So.
Well, you got two there on the side there you can use.
Yeah. I got two that I won't feel bad about using because I never met them.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, if your coworker calls out work sick, you can do the same thing in about 3 days. Your boss will think you have the same thing. It's going around the office.
That's a good one. This feels like a very short thread. I don't want hot posts. I want all posts.
I did that last time. I spent ages looking for one decent one.
Mm.
Give the same perfume to your wife and your girlfriend. It could save your ass one day. There you go, Aaron. Just buy your girlfriends all the same perfume.
Oh my god. If you use like a laundromat or anything, look up their washer or dryer's model on eBay and order a key for it. Instead of paying for it, just open it and put it on like a free cycle.
Oh yeah. I always keep keys from work because you'll be surprised how common locks are.
Yeah.
Like, especially like you can buy FB keys, like the fire brigade keys, and they open most doors.
Oh. Yep.
Like not secure doors, but like riser doors, cupboard doors.
Oh yeah, I've always kept a FB2 key on my personal like house keys. Because they are
I don't anymore because I just ended up with loads and loads of keys, but I've got one on my work set.
Save business cards of people you don't like. If you ever hit a parked car, accidentally just write sorry on the back and leave it on the windshield.
That is genius. Yeah, I like that.
I need to do this. Send a wedding invite to every billionaire you can find an address for. There's a good chance their assistant will just send you a gift.
Oh, clever. Give your kids a bag of coal each year for Christmas. When they cry, just tell them Santa got it wrong and you'll get it sorted. Once the shop's open, buy everything they ask for. They'll think you're a legend, Santa's a dick, and you'll also get the presents for half the price.
Savage.
Oh, this is a bit savage. If you're initiating a divorce, secretly arrange consultations with all the best divorce attorneys in your area before choosing one and filing. Once they've met with you, even briefly, they're considered biased and will have to recuse themselves from representing your spouse.
I know that works in America, but I don't think that works here.
Yeah, it's a conflict of interest.
But even if they've not actually started the procession?
Yeah.
Or the proceedings? Oh, really?
Yeah. If you ever get caught sleeping at your desk at work, say they told me at the blood bank this would happen when asked for a reason.
Oh yeah, it definitely happens. You get very sleepy.
Oh my god. As a parent of a baby, smell their nappy. If you don't smell poop, say, whoa, someone has a poo nappy. Then take them to the other room and pretend to change them. Then the next time they poop, tell your spouse, it's your turn, I changed them last time.
That just sounds like effort, but okay.
That sounds like so much effort. Also sounds like the other person's a bit of a cunt and doesn't look after the children.
Yeah. So funny. Want your YouTube video to be seen by millions of people for free? Put it on YouTube with the title, The Commercial The Super Bowl Refused to Run.
Ooh, I might try that.
What was that?
Like, just clickbait your video as The Commercial Super Bowl Refused to Run.
This is the video they didn't want you to see. It's Aaron pooing in a pillowcase.
How did the poop marks get on the ceiling?
In your last year of university, lose your student ID and get a new one. The expiry date will reset and you can get another 4 years of discounts.
Oh, I use my college. Well, my old college ID didn't have an expiry date on it.
Nice.
So I used it until I lost it.
I got my young person's rail card renewed just before the end of the last year that I was allowed to use it as my age. And it lasts for like 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
Speaking of kind of saving money, there, I did see one earlier, but I scrolled past it. But you can use, you know, your coupon or your discount codes.
Yeah.
So there's some that you should always try, which is sale 10, sale 15, sale 20. Or there was one there I hadn't seen before, which is sorry 5, sorry 10, sorry 15.
This is actually a really good one. Buy the cheapest tickets available to an event. Once inside, like a seated event. Once inside, check Ticketmaster and StubHub for better seats that didn't sell and go and sit there.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
But come on, who actually sits down at these events?
Yeah, but what if it's like a show at the theatre?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I hate going to like concerts when you have to sit down.
Yeah. Although the older I get, the more appealing it is.
I still don't know. I still want to go jump around. Even if I'm stood at the back like the grumpy old man.
Yeah. I'm always stood at the back like the grumpy old person. I really am. God, yeah. Reddit is not playing ball tonight. At least it
was. That one, this is dark. If your child is diagnosed with cancer, save hundreds of thousands of dollars by instantly putting them up for adoption.
Oh my god!
Not my problem.
Jesus.
Ah, this is a good one. You need to trespass, bring a dog leash. Anyone asks what you're doing, say you're looking for your dog. Here's one for you, Aaron. Instead of asking a possible sex worker for sexual services, ask for a photo session. A member of law enforcement will decline immediately.
That just reminds me of that Family Guy skit where the guy's like, oh, okay, so here's the money, and the police break in, and he's like, "Ah, we caught you in the act." He's like, "Oh, no, we're making porn." I did just have a topic that completely went out of my head as soon as it went in.
Because having an affair, change your lover's contact name to Scam Likely so your primary partner won't question why you're getting so many calls.
That's dodgy as fuck.
So shit like this just winds me up. Lie as badly as you can. Act like it's hard to make eye contact. Keep a straight face, not laugh. And then when you actually need to cover something up, just lie. And you'll be known as the awful liar who can't lie. I mean, that just sounds like a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Oh my god. If you want a free tattoo, give yourself a small swastika. Many tattoo shops will offer to cover up racist tattoos for free.
Oh my god, what if it backfires? And you could say, like, someone at a party, like, tattooed me while I was passed out. Make it like a needle poke tattoo, though, so you can get away with that lie.
Hold on. We have a mutual acquaintance that I remember. He passed out at a house party years ago, and he did have a swastika shaved into his forehead, so he had to shave all his hair off. Does that ring a bell, Katie? Okay, Katie's dropped out by the looks of it. So this is probably a good place to probably put a pin in it, to be fair, Ben. Go on, Ben, what's your final thought of the day?
I thought you were doing the final thought.
Well, I like hearing your on the spot sometimes ones.
Forgiving someone is a way of letting go. It doesn't mean it was okay, and that you shouldn't hold on to their mistakes. You got another one? So, you know when you borrow money on like a credit card?
Yeah.
You have to get in the mindset that you're buying that money, and that's what the interest is. The interest is the cost of buying that money from someone else for a period of time.
Yeah, right.
Because a lot of people just go get their first credit card and just go held lever with it and then don't consider the interest. So you always have to think that you're buying that money from someone else. What's your final thought, Aaron?
Don't overthink things. If life gives you lemons, just take the lemons and go, cool, I've got some lemons.
If your god gives you lemons, you find a new god.
I mean, yeah, you don't have to do everything with those lemons. You don't have to make lemonade. You can just have, take a big old bite into a lemon. Or, do...
I wish Katie was here. She would have got that reference, I think.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I think she's just gone. So, but there we go.
Oh, it was Power First.
Power First? What?
Do you not remember Power First?
Nope.
Okay, we'll put a pin in this and I'll introduce you to Power First on the next episode. Alright, that's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from him.
And Katie says ciao to.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Au revoir. Oh yeah, fuck you.